It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Braden Nelson. He is the Event Services Coordinator with USU Eastern. And, you know, they just had a big event there with the Benson Sisters, and it was all kinds of 40s music from the World War II era. We're going to talk about the success there. But then they've got one coming up this Friday, and it's Peter Breinholt. This is for the entire family. He's been here before. He's very excited to get back into the new space, pretty much, at the Geary Event Center. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about him and where you can get tickets and all of that kind of information. Braden, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
So how are things going up there at the at USU Eastern as far as events are going?
Oh, pretty good. We're keeping busy every day.
So you guys are pretty much, you know, able to have people on the facilities and in, and you know, social distancing isn't really a big thing right now anymore, or are we still worried about that there?
Oh, yeah. No, We're happy to have anybody and everybody on campus.
Fully open and ready. Now, we talked for just a moment, and I said we would kind of talk about it for a moment. You just had a big event up there with the Benson Sisters. It was a like 40s music from the World War II era and all kinds of things like that. And you said it was really a success, more so than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we were pleasantly surprised. There was more people than we thought would come, and it was really fun. We had people up dancing in the aisles, and the food was delicious. The display was really fun.
And that's what it was all about, getting people out and letting them do their thing. And so that's fun that you know, you had that kind of a response to that. So this one coming up, it's Friday, December 3rd, and it's Peter Breinholt. And as I said, he's been here before. And most people in the area probably know Peter Breinholt. He does a lot of shows here in the Utah area. I believe he's from Salt Lake City. Yep. And he's done a lot of different things like that. And one time we were talking about it, you said he's kind of excited to get down here and get in the new space, basically, at the Geary Event Center.
Yeah, from what I understand, he hasn't been back since it's been remodeled. So he's in for a pleasant surprise.
So once again, this is going to be for the entire family. And it's all Christmas. It's all holidays, because that's where we're at right now. And it's a good way to get into the Christmas spirit. So what kind of things can people expect from Mr. Breinholt this Friday night?
So it's going to be a great concert. He's bringing his band. It's going to be a very, like you said, a great way to kick off the holidays. He's got a great sound that'll just set you right in the mood for it.
And it'll fill that Geary Event Center. They've done so many great things. This is another opportunity. It's been now 2 or 3 years that we've had the Geary done. But if you haven't had the opportunity to get up there and check it out, please, by all means, get in there and see what they've done in the space, because it is unbelievable. It's like a brand new building, really.
Absolutely.
So it's all Christmas music. And as far as Peter Breinholt is concerned, what are some of the things that he has worked with, some of the people that he's worked with that maybe people would know as far as that goes? He's mostly, like I said, a Wasatch Front artist, and he does Christmas, but he's worked with other people as well, has he not?
Absolutely. I mean, you think of a local artist, he's worked with them.
So it's very simple. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get out and have a good time. Take the whole family this Friday out to the Geary Event Center. Now, if people are looking for tickets or things like that, I'm sure they can get them online somehow, but you said they're also going to be available at the door. So what's all that information?
Absolutely. So you can get tickets online at eastern.usu.edu/GEC. And those online tickets are going to be $18. Or you can get tickets at the door, like you said, $20 general admission, or we have a discount for students, faculty, staff, senior, military, children, and that'll be $15.
Okay, and when do the doors open, and what time is the show going to kick off?
The show will start at 7 p.m., and doors will open around 6:30.
All right, so get on out this Friday night to the Geary Event Center. It's Peter Breinholt, and it's going to be a holiday concert, and it's going to be great for the entire family. Get out, have some fun. get cozy and warm in the Geary Event Center and just get yourself and your family into the holiday spirit. Now, we had talked earlier, you're working on a few things for next semester, so we'll save those and we'll talk about them the closer that it gets. But there's always something going on up at the campus at USU Eastern, isn't there?
Absolutely.
All right. Braden, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to us. We've been speaking with Braden Nelson. He is the Events Service Coordinator for USU Eastern. It's Peter Breinholt this Friday at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets online. You can also get tickets at the door. Braden, thank you for coming in today. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.